Nearly 100 days into a pandemic, Arkansas is reporting the highest single-day increase of community cases today, 662. With an additional 41 new cases in correctional facilities, the total of new cases during the last 24 hours, 703. The most new cases are in Washington and Benton counties once again, 136 and 112 new cases, respectively. Sebastian County reported 25 new cases. And the cumulative total of Arkansas cases now 14,631. There were an additional 6 deaths from the virus reported in the most recent 24-hour monitoring period, bringing the fatality total to 214. The Arkansas Department of Health is reporting an increase of 5 in hospitalizations for a current total of 231. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced there were more than 5,100 tests administered yesterday and that the test positivity rate in Arkansas since the pandemic began is 6.5%. The governor used the briefing to re-emphasize a guidance, but not a directive, about wearing masks.
We wanted to really lay this out for the public as to the reasons that face coverings make a difference. And so that's articulated in the guidance, and they make the following recommendations, and these are the highlights of it, that face covering should be worn in all indoor settings where you're exposed to non-household members and physical distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be assured. Very, very important. And then in outdoor settings where you're exposed to non-household members, you should wear face coverings unless there is a space of 6 feet or more that you can practice physical distancing.
Much of the briefing was dedicated to the use of face coverings, and if there is any stronger measure the state can take to ensure people do wear face coverings. The governor says making mask wearing a directive would be problematic.
Well, my experience with Arkansans is you give them information, they will make good judgments. We're trying to give them good information so that they make good decisions in terms of public health. It's also an enforcement issue. And, today I had an email from someone who traveled through Arkansas and went to a particular restaurant and said only two of the wait staff were wearing masks and asked us to enforce our directive, which is appropriate. Filed a complaint, and so we'll have someone from the Department of Health go out and look at enforcing that. So I think it's most important to use enforcement resources for where our directive is in place in terms of restaurants and other businesses.
Dr. Nate Smith, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says the continued rise in community cases in Arkansas can be connected to where people are gathering and not wearing masks. He says this is especially important to note as another weekend looms.
When we're looking at our spike of over 700 total cases today, we look back and we see last Friday we also had a spike of over 700 cases. I don't have enough information on those to tell you exactly where each of those individuals acquired their infection, how it was transmitted, but when you see a weekly pattern like that, and you go back the 5 or 6 days of the average incubation period, at least there's a suggestion that what's happening on the weekends is having some bearing there. So we have focused a lot of attention on work sites, which is good and appropriate. We need to continue to do that, but when it comes to the weekend, people can't let their guard down in terms of attending large events, not physical distancing, and especially not wearing masks, because then we can see transmission in those settings. And one of the settings that I want to particularly point out are places of worship. Those are very affirming, important parts of the community's activity, and they can be done just as safely as we can in work sites, but we need the same precautions.
The governor also expressed optimism that the state's unemployment rate for May dropped 1.3% to 9.5%. That's about 4 points lower than the national rate. The governor says it's also very likely the state's public health emergency will extend into the fall, but he says that doesn't necessarily mean a change in the current plan for schools in the fall. And the governor says the next press briefing will be on Monday. Today's press briefing can be viewed in its entirety at Governor Asa Hutchinson's YouTube channel. You can stay up to date with how COVID-19 is affecting the state and our region by going to the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com. The Botanical Garden of the Ozarks is now open to the public. The BGO is open from 9 until 5, Friday through Tuesday, and as you might expect, it is instituting COVID-19 protocols. Among the precautions, the main building is closed to the public, including bathrooms and the gift shop. Face coverings are required upon entry. A minimum space of 6 feet between people is required. The Butterfly House remains closed, and credit or debit cards are preferred over cash. You can find out more at bgozarks.org. Ozark Regional Transit is making runs to deliver food to people affected by the pandemic. Drivers with buses of food will be making runs of non-contact deliveries beginning tomorrow morning. The effort is coordinated through UAMS Northwest's Office of Community Health and Research with funding from the Walmart Foundation. More information at communityhealth@uams.edu.